comes McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty.
One and a half year here, getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, settle, scores! 100 points for Leon!
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it, but there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste, and we've had it 4 out of 5 years here, so you know we need to be better.
Happy Monday. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On and you'll get 20% off your next order. Another busy week coming up for your Edmonton Oilers. And to set up tonight's game against Montreal Canadiens, the first of a 3-game set on the road, we'll be joined by Laura Saba from the Locked On Canadiens podcast to get a nice little preview there on the Habs. We'll also hear Dave Tippett in the third segment. We'll get to Hernan's hot tip predictions and all that fun stuff. But first off, let's, before we get to previewing tonight's game, let's recap that Saturday one. What a game by the Edmonton Oilers. That's got to be one of their most impressive win so far this season.
All right.
You know, down 2-0, they were able to get a late, McDavid was able to get one back. Second period, nothing doing. And then that third, man, what a way to come back. Darnell Nurse ties it up. And then Connor McDavid to Leon Draisaitl, almost automatic. It is automatic to give him the lead. And then they finally scored an empty netter. And they beat a very good Winnipeg Jets team. Not only beat them, but they take two from them in a row, which is great news for the Edmonton Oilers. And they win their third straight for the third time this season. So kudos to the Edmonton Oilers. Mike Smith battled. He had a couple of wonky moments in that game. It didn't cost them. Made some solid saves. Kept them in there. And I think the most impressive thing about the Edmonton Oilers right now is that they're sticking to the game plan. Before when they were down, they'd start cheating. You'd see that a lot. But in that game, they stuck with it and it paid off for them. So man, yeah, the Oilers are rolling right now. They sit tied for first in the North Division. They occupy the second spot as they have two more games played in the Toronto Maple Leafs. They sit with a record of 21-13, 42 points. And the Montreal Canadiens, their opponent tonight, have 31 games played. They're 14-8-9 with 37 points. So a nice little big 3-game series for the Edmonton Oilers that kicks off tonight. But yeah, you got to be impressed. You know what I loved about that win on Saturday? It was the emotion. Like the Darnell Nurse goal, like he was so pumped up. And then the dry side, he saw Connor McDavid kind of, you know, being extra happy there. And of course, Jesse Puljujärvi is always smiling. So honestly, guys, it was just great to see. I love it. This team, I've been saying it all year. I know you're probably sick of it, but this team is different. They're a different team. That's a game they probably lose in the last couple of years. And we've all watched them play. So you guys know that's kind of the way this team would do things. But they've definitely flipped the script this season. Long ways to go, 100%. You still got a month and some to play. You got a big 5 games to close out this month. So the Edmonton Oilers got to keep rolling. I will say this, though. I'm a little concerned. They might be a little bit tired. They played 4 games last week. They're playing 4 games this week. Toronto, when they get them on Saturday, Toronto only has 1 game in that span. So, yeah, I mean, like it's the Edmonton Oilers. I mean, I highly doubt they'll go 5-0, but let's be honest here. Like, it's this might catch up to them eventually at one point. So I wouldn't be surprised if they dropped the game. They're playing a lot of hockey. So the fatigue factor, I'm a little concerned about on this road trip, but we'll see what happens. Let's get right into tonight's game. Head-to-head, Montreal leads the season series 2-1. We all remember the first 2 games on January 16th and 18th. The Oilers World scored 8-2 in those games. And it wasn't pretty. That's when things weren't looking so good for the Edmonton Oilers. The Edmonton Oilers would bounce back on February 11th, shutting out the Montreal Canadiens. That was Mike Smith's shutout there, as he will go tonight as well. We'll get to that in just a bit here, but they won 3-0 in that one. For the Oilers, 5 goals in 3 games. They're going to have to up that in these 3 games. Head-to-head, Barry McDavid lead the Oilers, 2 points in 3 games. For the Montreal Canadiens, it's Jeff Petrie, who has 3 points in 3, and then Tatar, Suzuki, Weber, Deneau, and Gallagher all have 2 points in 3 games. Mike Smith is getting the start. He is 1-0. He got the shutout, so his numbers are really good. We'll ask Laura who we think is going to go in net for the Habs. It looks like it might be Carey Price, and he is 1-0 against the Edmonton Oilers. Jake Allen is 1-1. Mike Smith's season record is 11-3-0, 2.34 goals against average, and a 9.22 save percentage. And if we're going to go with Carey Price tonight, he's 10-5-5, 2.71 goals against, and a save percentage of 9.03. Let's look at stats for both these teams' power plays. Edmonton is 5th at 27%. Montreal is 13th with 23.8 penalty kill. Edmonton still remains in that bottom half there at 22nd, and the Montreal Canadiens just above them at 19th. Faceoffs, Edmonton's 11th, Montreal's 24th. Goals for per game, Edmonton is 2nd, Montreal's 10th, and goals against per game, Edmonton's 15th, and the Montreal Canadiens are 11th. Players to watch last 5 games, McDavid with 9 points for the Edmonton Oilers. Shocker. No, not really. And Jonathan Drouin has 4 points in his last 5 for the Montreal Canadiens. Leading the Canadiens in scoring, Tyler Toffoli tied with Jeff Petrie at 27 points each. And that's the big news. Tyler Toffoli will miss all 3 games against the Edmonton Oilers. That was confirmed by their coach this morning, Dominic Ducharme. So a nice little break there for the Edmonton Oilers. And of course, the leaders for Edmonton, Connor McDavid, sitting at 60 points through 34 games. It's just unfreaking believable. And Leon Draisaitl sits at 50 points in 34 games. So yeah, just some unreal numbers here for the two big dogs of the Edmonton Oilers. Toffoli is out for the Montreal Canadiens. We don't really have lines right now, but I'll go with what they had in their last game. Thomas Tatar with Philip Deneau and Brendan Gallagher. Jonathan Drouin is on the second line with Nick Suzuki and Josh Anderson. Your third line will be Arturi Lehkonen, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, and Joel Armia. And your fourth line will be Corey Perry, Jake Evans, and Paul Byron. Defensively, it's Joel Edmondson with Shea Weber, Brett Kulak with Jeff Petrie, and Alexander Romanov with Victor Mete. That we're assuming will be the lines tonight for the Montreal Canadiens. As for your Edmonton Oilers, Jack Michaels tweeting out saying his ears and eyes are sending him these lines from Montreal. It's going to be the top dogs together, Draisaitl with Connor McDavid and Jesse Puljujarvi. So a nice there top line. Cahoon is going to be with Nuge and Josh Archibald. It's going to be Tyler Ennis with Gaetan Haas and Zach Cassian, and Devin Shore with JJ Kyrat and Alex Chiasson. So kind of how the game ended on Saturday night is what we're going to see. Nurse with Barry, Legacy with Larson, and Bear with Russell. Mike Smith starts. Yamamoto out once again. He'll miss his third straight game. Dave Tippett will update that in the third segment for us. So the Edmonton Oilers going for their 4th straight win. The Montreal Canadiens won on Saturday in a shootout. It was a big win for them, as Vancouver was kind of wouldn't go away in that game, man. It was a good back and forth little tilt there. So Montreal looks to extend their lead. They're in the 4th spot right now in the North Division, and we're expecting Carey Price to go. And Edmonton, with a win tonight, can take sole possession of first place. So we'll ask Laura as well, who's going to go up against that top line of McDavid and all that. So, right, guys, let's get to your question of the day. 20 points do the Oilers get in these 5 road games? Montreal today, Wednesday, Friday, and then Toronto Saturday and the following Monday. How many points would you be happy with? I mean, I guess the easy answer is 5-6 points for sure. You'd be happy with that. You'd be ecstatic. But I think you get a split against Toronto, you can take 2 of 3 from Montreal. I think we'll all be pretty happy here in Edmonton. So yeah, let me know what you think. Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. And I just throw this in there as well. Fewest games to get to 60 points. Connor McDavid now sits tied 4th with Sergei Fedorov, Ron Francis, and Mario Lemieux. The 3rd fastest was Mario Lemieux in 33 games. Jaromir Jagr in 29 games. And then the top spot, Mario Lemieux again in 21 games. Absolutely outstanding. So Connor McDavid joining some elite company once again. And no one should be shocked. All right, guys, coming coming up next. It is Laura Saba from the Locked On Oilers podcast as we continue to preview Oilers and Canadiens. I'm Hernan Salas, and this is the Locked On Oilers podcast. Joined here on the Locked On Oilers podcast by Laura Saba, co-host on the Locked On Canadiens podcast as we tee up the three-game set that gets going tonight between the Edmonton Oilers and Montreal Canadiens. You can connect with Laura on Twitter at the Active Stick. Laura, it's been about 4 weeks since the coaching change there in Montreal. Can you give us a quick update here on the Canadiens and their new coach?
First of all, thank you. As always, I love being on the show. And the last time we talked was immediately after that coaching change.
Yeah.
And it's been 4 weeks. It hasn't been very, very long. And you can already see some tweaks that are helping out the Canadiens, most notably on the offense and on the power play. However, they still have some issues to work out on the back end. And I think this series is a great opportunity for both of these teams that ordinarily you would have a lot of questions about be answered. I think that this matchup is really good for the Canadiens to kind of test their defensive ability against the likes of Connor McDavid. And I think the Oilers will have their hands full with the Canadiens offense. And so I think it's a really good series. It's got three games in a row. It's going to highlight how these teams are doing with these games.
Yeah, I'm just looking at their like just previous maybe four or five games. It seems for Montreal, so like lately it's been one win, one loss. Is that a fair assessment of this team?
Well, that seems to be the pattern. One win, one loss. And to be honest, there were a few of those games where it was really the Canadiens kind of made a mistake that cost them a game because they were really good in the possession numbers. I mean, stop me if you've heard this before. You've probably heard this every single time I've been on your show. But you know, there were a couple of them where, particularly against the Vancouver Canucks or Winnipeg Jets, that they were dominating the game and then they made a mistake. It ended up in their net. They should never have let that other team back into the game. And then they lost as a result of that, which, as you know, they can't really afford to be giving away points. But I don't really expect that to be the case against the Oilers. I think it's really one of those matchups where one team's going to dominate or the other team's going to dominate, and it isn't going to be as lopsided as the Canadiens have seen.
Laura, which player or players have kind of benefited the most here with the coaching change?
Without question, Jonathan Drouin is thriving. He is living his best life. You will see fans complain that he doesn't have that many goals. That is really not an accurate assessment of how he's been playing. He's been contributing to the offense in so many ways. He's got some assists, but he's also just making amazing plays. And he's playing defensively. I mean, Jonathan Drouin's not a guy that you think of when you think of defensive play. You think of offense, you think of him trying to be creative, trying to support. But he's just been so responsible at both ends of the ice. And it's just, to me, there's no comparison. There are a lot of players on this team that have benefited from the changes and the small adjustments, but Jonathan Drouin, like, he is thriving in capital letters is how I would put it.
And just looking at the decor here, I mean, I don't want to say they've tailed off as of late, but I mean, Jeff Petrie's still doing great things offensively. Can you just talk about maybe kind of the Joel Edmondson, you know, his plus minus is absolutely ridiculous right now, but just his decor and maybe how the young Alexander Romanov has done so far this season.
So for me, the defense has kind of a glaring issue in that they seem to be blind as to what the weaknesses are, or maybe not blind, but unwilling or unable to find a solution for them. Okay. So in my mind, Shea Weber has been a defensive liability. There was one game where he played only 13 minutes, and it was his best game of the season. It was phenomenal. And I think that the unwillingness to manage his minutes in that way and to manage his role in that way has been a glaring failure. And if you look at the lines that are projected for the first game of the series, it looks like they aren't changing that much. They still have Shea Weber and Edmondson as their first pairing. And that to me is a major concern. But Jeff Petrie has been more than making up the slack. And you know, we were talking about how Jonathan Drouin is thriving under Dominique Ducharme. Brett Kulak is thriving alongside Jeff Petrie. I think anybody who plays with him plays really well. And he made Joel Edmondson look really great. But unfortunately, that Shea Weber pairing is kind of dragging, not dragging, it's no longer sheltering Edmondson's weaknesses. But on the flip side, we've got Romanov that they are now pairing with Victor Mete, which we've been calling for. You know, Victor Mete was a scratch for a long time, and the Ben Sherratt injury allowed them to play Victor Mete alongside Romanov. It seemed a little bit shaky at first, but there's something on that pairing about like this mobility that they have and this offensive ability that those two players have. And Alexander Romanov is going through the growing pains, but not as egregiously as we thought. I think he's still, every game he's getting better and every day he's learning new things. And you can tell kind of the difference between the mistakes he was making earlier. He's no longer making them. He's getting a little bit more confident, a little bit more bold. He's no longer putting too much pressure on himself. So he's been doing really well. And Victor Mete, unfortunately, hasn't been played as much as we thought he should be. And now he's showing an ability to complement Romanov really well.
Yeah, let's head on over to the goaltending here. Jake Allen, Carey Price. You saw Carey Price in that shootout win on Saturday, kind of a big sigh of relief. What can you say about the goaltending here in this last month? Is it has it been more Carey Price's net than Jake Allen? Because at the beginning, Jake Allen was kind of lights out for the Montreal Canadiens. But what do you make of the duo here in this last month for the Montreal Canadiens? And possibly, who do you think is going to go tonight?
It seems like they're going to start Carey Price tonight from the morning lines and the morning skate. That could change. Obviously, that happened on Saturdays that we thought there were a lot of lineup changes that they made that weren't indicative in the morning skate. But I will say that Carey Price in the last month has improved phenomenally. And if you watched just the regulation time of that Vancouver game in which he won in the shootout, you would have question marks. But overall, in March, Carey Price's numbers have been out of this world. Not like good, I mean out of this world. He has put up like amazing numbers, and that it coincided with not just the month changing from the second month of the year to the third month of the year, which is a pattern with him. I'm sure you've noticed in the past, but they fired Stefan Waite and brought on Sean Burke. But even without that, Carey Price was just kind of I think resetting and going back to basics. Like, he was very much overthinking all of his decisions over the course of the month of February, and he seems to have calmed down a lot on that front. As for Jake Allen, it's really unfortunate because if you look at his wins, he's got a 7-game losing streak, if I'm not mistaken, but he is still playing lights out. It's just that we talked about the mistakes that they're making, you know, random little mistakes that cost them the game. And unfortunately, he's kind of borne the brunt of that. And that, to me, is a large part due to the lack of defensive, not intelligence, defensive sense. I think there's a lot of mistakes that they do on the defensive end, and a lot of instances where they seem lost. And that's kind of costing both goalies, but Jake Allen, unfortunately, a lot more right now than Carey Price.
Laura, which line do you see getting the matchup against Connor McDavid?
I think they're going to start up with the Gallagher, Deno, Tatar line, which is back together. And it seems like that's kind of what they're going for, because you can't contain a Connor McDavid. But you can try and gain possession before Connor McDavid gets to the puck, and that's really your only hope, right? So that's kind of what, after being split for a few games, the line has come back together. And this is gonna sound a little bit out there, but because of Toffoli's injury, they're playing Lehkonen on a line with Kotkaniemi and Armia. And Lehkonen is really good in those types of matchups. So I'm not expecting to see the Lehkonen line against Connor McDavid.
Yeah, and that Toffoli injury, just a little unfortunate for the Canadiens. That's a pretty big loss for them.
It absolutely is. But he's day-to-day, so there's still hope.
Laura, how do you see these three games shaping up? I mean, the Edmonton Oilers are playing a ton of hockey right now. So here in Edmonton, they're playing well, Laura. But we're a little concerned that they're gonna get a little tired here. How do you see these three games shaping out?
I'm gonna make a bold prediction that a lot of my fan base isn't gonna like, and I think that Edmonton's gonna win two and Montreal's gonna win one. I see all these games being really close. I do think they'll be close, and I do feel that we'll see at least one overtime, and hopefully not a shootout, because I don't like their chances against, you know, Connor McDavid. Yeah. I keep focusing on Connor McDavid, obviously, but he's so good that he makes up for like 3-4 other players in depth. So I think it's fair to say that they'll go to at least one overtime. The games will be close, and the Oilers will win two and the Canadians will win one.
You know, it's crazy, Laura. The Edmonton Oilers were kind of known for, you know, that duo of McDavid and Draisaitl playing a lot of overtime games. They've only played once this year so far, which is absolutely crazy. So I'm up for it. I'd love to see this team in an overtime. They're 1-0. So, and we still haven't seen a shootout, which is kind of crazy as well. But yeah, it should be a fun. It's always great watching Edmonton play in Montreal, Laura. Like I've never been to the arena there, but just seeing the team play there is awesome. I mean, I absolutely love it.
You absolutely should do it before, you know, it should be a bucket list item, seeing a game at the Bell Center.
No, 100%. Laura, thank you so much for joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast to preview as the Edmonton Oilers get set to open a 3-game set versus the Montreal Canadiens. Enjoy the games and enjoy the week. And hopefully we talk soon here.
Thank you so much for having me. As always, I love being on the show.
There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at builtbar.com. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast on this Monday, March 22nd. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hopefully you're staying safe and we're getting closer to some nice weather here. Once again, thank you for joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. I appreciate all the downloads. Let's quickly get to some news of the day. Not a lot out there. Like I mentioned earlier, Tyler Toffoli to miss 3 games with a lower body injury. He'll miss all 3 games versus the Edmonton Oilers. The Canucks claim Travis Boyd off waivers from the Maple Leafs. So Jimmy VC now, Travis Boyd. Benning there bringing in some players to help out his team. A handful of games tonight in the NHL. We'll get to those quickly. The Rangers are home to the Sabres. Carolina Blue Jackets meet in Columbus. Ottawa's home to the Flames. The Islanders are on the road to take on the Flyers. It's the Wild and Ducks from Minnesota. Arizona hosts the Colorado Avalanche. In another all-Canadian matchup, it's the Jets taking on the Vancouver Canucks. Vegas is home to the St. Louis Blues, and the LA Kings are in San Jose to face the Sharks. So a busy night in the NHL, and NCAA has been great. Absolutely great action to watch. It never disappoints. Never disappoints. Dave Tippett did meet with the media in Montreal earlier today, and he was asked about Connor McDavid, lineups, the status of Turris and Yamamoto, and how his team has bounced back after those 3 losses to Toronto Maple Leafs. Here is Dave Tippett from Montreal.
I just wanted to ask a little bit more about McDavid's game and what you've seen so far this year. I think, you know, maybe what's impressive is the offensive totals that he's pushing. He's kind of putting himself into even a different hemisphere than he was before, but he's not giving up anything at the other end. Can you just discuss how tough that is to do, to increase your numbers offensively without cheating it at the other end?
Well, I think they go hand in hand because you defend well, and then especially a guy like him, you know, he gets a lot of stuff off transition because he gets checked so hard in the neutral zone. So if he checks well on his own end, that's gives him opportunities to go the other way. So his defensive game has been outstanding all year. He's got a real conscience to make sure he's doing things right in the D zone, supporting our defensemen. I mean, little things that have just elevated his game, not the points wise, but just his whole all-round game has been really, really strong since the start of the year. Early in the year, I think he was getting some minuses that he didn't deserve, just unlucky ones. But lately, his plus-minus has just rocketed up, and he's just playing real solid two-way game. And he's got the offensive capabilities to also, as everybody sees, I mean, has an impact on the game.
If we think, because we're not there, that appears that Leon might be with Connor to start. I know it's literally shift by shift. Cole Yarby as well. Can you maybe comment on what you saw in the final period with those guys and sort of what that option brings you and how that allows you to maybe change? And I think Connor and Leon right now combined, their goal share is at even strength is 20 goals, 4-2 against. So just a thought on that.
Well, it gives us different looks, you know. There's you know, different times with matchups, or depending on momentum swings in a game, there's just different times you can switch it up. And part of it is I really liked Nugent Hopkins and Archibald and Cahoon had a really good third period. We really played with a lot of energy. We're a good line for us. So, you know, we'll start tonight and see how it goes. But they're easy switches to make with just Draisaitl and Nugent Hopkins flipping places. So gives it a different look, but, you know, we can change momentum in a game, whichever direction we want to go.
And are we closing in on potentially seeing Yamamoto and Turris again at some stage here, maybe on the?
Yeah, both of them are, Turris is getting back up to speed here. He's had three or four good practices now after missing a whole week, not being able to skate for a whole week. And then Yamo is day-to-day. He's skating today, and we'll see where it is tomorrow with him.
Hey, Dave, it's obvious that you have a huge offensive machine in your hands, but still you managed to give fewer goals than last year, even if you play in a division where everyone scores a ton of goals. How do you explain this, and what kind of changes have you made to your defensive system?
Well, we knew we had to be a better defending team, better 5-on-5 team, and that was one of our goals from the start of the year. I think we continue to improve on the defensive side. There's still improvement we can make. You know, we have our offensive output has been better this year, 5-on-5. So, so far we've been a little better. There's more room to grow.
Hey Dave, I'm just saying, or wondering what it says about your team where you guys can get humbled against Toronto for three straight games and come back and bounce back with a 7-2-0 record since then.
Well, we just take it game by game. It's, you know, you can go back to those Toronto games. There's things you learn about your team. There's different ways games go, and every team has a little dip. We had a dip against Toronto, and we come back and played well. And it's no different than a lot of teams in the league.
That was Dave Tippett meeting with the media today. So Yamamoto Turris expected back soon. Expect to see the Draisaitl, Jesse Puljujärvi, Connor McDavid line. He said it's an easy switch if it's not going. And he kind of liked what he saw from Cahoon, Nuge, and Josh Archibald. So, yeah, an interesting line for sure for the Edmonton Oilers tonight. And, yeah, we'll see if Montreal can stop that big line. You heard Laura say that it's probably going to be the Gallagher, Danault, Tatar line against that top line. We'll see, man. I'd give the advantage to the Oilers in that one. So let's get to Hernan's hot tip for tonight's game. All right, guys. Yeah, you know what? This team has played a lot of hockey this month. Traveled yesterday. It's, you know, 5 o'clock start time, mountain time. I think the Oilers are going to need to survive the first period. I think if they can survive the first period, come out on top, be tied, be down only one, whatever that is, they need to survive that first period, and they'll get those legs going in the second and into the third. So for me, it's just survive the first period. I think they might be maybe a little tired, or maybe a little fatigued, a little off to start this game. I might be wrong, but this is what I think is going to happen. So that's Hernan's hot tips. So prediction, guys. Yeah, you might not like it, but I think this one's going to go to overtime. I know Laura picked an overtime game as well, but I think it's going to go to overtime. I think it's going to be a 3-2 Habs win today. And I don't know. I'm a little concerned about the amount of games this team is playing. So I hope I'm wrong, but I'm taking the Habs in overtime 3-2. Guys, I can't pick the Oilers every damn game. You got to be a little objective here. So yeah. And how about for a goal tonight? I'm going to take, you know what? I don't want to go with the easy one and pick JP. So I'm going to pick Dominic Cahoon. He's been back in the lineup. I thought he's played well. So look for that second line to get a goal. So I'm going to pick the other German. I'm going to go with Dominic freaking Cahoon. I want to get to this, guys. It's going to be a new kind of little fun thing we do on the podcast. Just some ridiculous stuff that we see on Twitter and all over social media, not just with the Oilers, but the NHL and the NHL.com. 17 NHL.com writers casted their vote at the halfway mark, points awarded on a 5-4-3-2-1 basis for the Hart Trophy. Connor McDavid was second at 65. Patrick Kane was first with 74.
What? 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 What?
Exactly. Like Stone Cold said, so what? Come on, listen. I get it. Chicago's doing doing things that I didn't expect them. I didn't even think they'd win 10 damn games to start the season. They've won 14, but they're out of a playoff spot right now. I get it. And listen, if McDavid had 50 points or he was between 40 and 50, I'd be like, hey, Patrick Kane. Don't get me wrong. I think he's doing great things for that team. The goaltending was showing up. They're getting great play from a lot of unknown guys. Brincat's been unreal. Patrick Kane's been unreal. But you can't say he's the leading Hart Trophy contender when you don't even know if they're going to be a playoff team. And that's the criteria. Guys like Dave Amber, Greg Wachinski. I remember, man, when Connor McDavid finished as a league leading scorer, and a lot of media said, well, he can't win it, the Hart, because he's not the Oilers are not a playoff team. Same goal. So I mean, let's stop trying to be creative and find different ways, and you want the attention, maybe you need it. I don't know. Connor McDavid, what he's doing this season, 60 points in 34 games, and you're picking Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane deserves to be in the conversation 100%. One, his team has to be a playoff team. Two, Connor McDavid hits anywhere 90 to 100 points. It's not even a conversation. I don't care what you say. I don't. And if you want to call me a homer, go ahead. But that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Let me know what you think. It blows my mind. It does. It blows my mind. And Austin Matthews was third at 28 votes and Anze Kopitar at 26. So yeah, it is what it is. But man, oh man, Connor McDavid is just outstanding. And the amount of people out there that just want to downplay what he's doing, it's truly amazing to me. Anyways, it's game day, baby. It's a nice and early one, 5 o'clock start time. It's the Oilers and Montreal Canadiens. Oilers go for first place in the North Division. Montreal looks to add some points as they sit fourth in the North Division with Vancouver and Calgary trailing them. It's going to be Mike Smith between the pipes. It's the same lineup you saw in the third period against the Winnipeg Jets for the Edmonton Oilers. We don't know if it's going to be Price or Jake Allen. I would bet it would be Carey Price tonight. It should be a fun one. It's always fun when these two teams meet the Oilers. Let's see if they get those legs early. They have to kind of slowly get into this game, but we'll break it all down tomorrow as we'll recap the game and get ready for game two on Wednesday. Remember to also join me on the post-game show on TSN 1260. As Tom Cazzola and myself will hit the airways immediately following the game. All right, guys, let me know what point totals you see for the Oilers in these five games. Do you agree with Patrick Kane leading in the Hart votes for NHL.com writers? Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Yamamoto, Kyle Turris still out, but they are close to return. So hit me up on Twitter at HernandoMan and at Locked on Oilers. All right, guys, thanks again for tuning in to the podcast. Keep the downloads coming. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. Oh, and I almost forgot. It's a big happy birthday today.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Damn it. I regret picking Montreal, but I can't go back on my prediction for tonight. But Mike Smith has celebrating a big birthday. The big guy there, he was really good on Saturday night. He's been really good this season. And so a big happy birthday to Mike Smith, number 41 on your Edmonton Oilers. All right, guys, for my producer, Juanito, this has been the Locked On Oilers podcast. I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Go, Oilers, go. Enjoy the rest of your day. Chat tomorrow.